Hi, this is Mark Lintzmeyer, and you are listening to the Partially Examined Life, but not a regular episode. Episode 107, Edmund Burke on the Sublime, will be released shortly. And if you want, you can take this as a precognition or nonverbal exemplar of the sublime. Maybe. According to Burke, philosophers before him talking about aesthetics were too focused in general on the beautiful. But Burke rightly thought that there are plenty of things that are artistically interesting that beautiful is not the word you would use. And by the sublime, Burke was pointing out phenomena like a giant, imposing mountain, a ferocious tropical storm, a deep, black, ominous pit. And he thought that you could give a completely different origin story for our experiences of the sublime as compared to our experiences of the beautiful. What you're about to hear, at least as much as you listen to, is our special musical holiday gift to you. For a number of years now, I have periodically driven my family crazy by singing a little of the song at an aggravatingly slow speed. And finally, this year, I got up the gumption to record it. The whole thing, with every verse slower than the previous one. And I could make this actually listenable, even with my voice doing hideous and unnatural things, if each verse had its own very interesting arrangement. That when you slow down a melody enough, it stops being a melody. It starts being a piece of atmosphere. It's so legato it doesn't even set a particular tempo, a particular rhythm. It goes with almost anything. So I put out a call to all my musician friends and PEL listeners, and even celebrities that I thought might participate. And largely in the space of one weekend, we as a group pounded out this epic. This was a worldwide effort with tracks passed back and forth over the internet. Not a lot of second guessing, very spontaneous. I want to spend out a special thanks to Jonathan Siegel, who plays violin for one of my favorite bands, Camper Van Beethoven, and has done many solo albums and other projects. Also Daniel Gustason, Jason Durso, Shannon Farrell, Wilson, Max Bartko, Timo Carlier, Alex Vasella, Al Baker, Ken Bush, Jenny Green, Kyla Jordan, Ray Tango, Greg Thornburg, and Adam Sank. If you want to send this monstrosity to your friends and enemies, check at partiallyexaminedlife.com for a link to an MP3 that does not have me talking at the beginning of it, as well as a link to a YouTube version. Thanks from all of us here at the Partially Examined Life for a great year. We appreciate your support, your indulgence, your ambivalence, and your friendship. Now sit back, close your eyes, and surrender yourself to the 12 interminable days of Christmas. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave a partridge
they say, rushes by way too fast. Time slipping through our fingers until we die, or those we love die, or they grow into people we no longer recognize. Or maybe we grow into people we no longer recognize. We feel like we want to grab time, to slow it down, to properly savor it. But if you try to do this, try to consciously experience life in real time, instead you get a sense of vertigo, of poisonous self-consciousness. We only really feel our lives when we don't try, when it just happens, as when you're absorbed in music, or difficult technical or athletic feat, or if you're lucky, very good sex. When time moves slowly, we don't feel like we're getting the most out of each moment. To hurry the hell up and make something interesting happen. What we need is to embrace boredom, to enter deep into it until we come out the other side. To what? To something that can't be communicated, can't be analyzed or dissected. To the inside of a shadow, to the backside of air, to the place you dream about. Barely remember on waking with a lingering, desperate ache. To time itself, inverted, twisted into a Mobius strip. To the you that you haven't met yet, and perhaps never will.
And upon Yeah.
Three-dimensional universe, time is a straight line. But from the vantage point of eternity, time would not exist. all your life, all your hopes, all your fears, all your movements just laid out, going through your motions like cards on a track. It's all the same thing. You realize it's all the same dream. A dream you had inside a locked room. A dream about being a person. 14 hours staring at dead bodies. That's the kind of thing you think of. I mean, happy Hanukkah.
Oh,
Christmas. Ooh. nauseatingly repetitive and takes forever to get through. Now, what makes it shitty is it's a song about getting the most horrible Christmas gifts of all time.
Oh,
just what I've always wanted, a house covered in bird shit.
Thank you.
The rest of the song is really all about human trafficking.
My true love gave to me 8 maids a-milking, 9 ladies dancing, 10 lords a-leaping, 11 pipers piping, and 12 drummers drumming. Hi, you know what I'd really like for Christmas? Some human beings. Send them to my house and I'll keep them in bondage for the rest of my life. Maybe I'll even eat them. I'll eat some of them if I get hungry, that's what I'll do. You know what? I'll eat some and I'll keep the rest alive so that they can take care of all those fucking birds you sent me.
No.